Coast.
Coast Radio. Radio.
Okay, so we've got a beautiful lady on the line at the moment. Before I even intro you, we need to clear this up, though.
Yeah.
Because Carol is like, is it Chiana?
Chiano Sky.
Or is it Chiano Sky? So which who are we speaking to?
Hey, it's Chiano Sky.
I'm right.
Is it Chiano Sky? Okay, so I'm wrong. That's 1 point for Carol. Welcome to the show. Good morning. How's it going?
Thank you so much. Things are good. I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're great. We had lots of Easter eggs. Did you indulge in them or did you stay away?
I actually like to help hide a whole bunch of Easter eggs for my friends, like kids. And then ended up like eating a little bit, because you know how it's saying, we know the kids are where they like go crazy, find the eggs, and then you have to equally share them out between all the kids, and then that's when they just hate it, and they're just like,
yes,
this is abomination. But it was good. It's been a good Easter.
Okay, so listen, Chiana, you've been around for quite a while. We're going to get to new music in a short while, but I want to just go back to the beginning, though, because a while ago, when you first burst onto the music scene, I think you were around about 18 years old. I know you've been singing since you were 10. But when you first burst onto the music scene, I heard a rumor about how you were discovered. And the rumor was that
you've been holding this rumor all this time, hey?
Well, I don't know if it's the truth. That's why this is the first time I've had the opportunity to speak to you. You're going to have to clear this up. Apparently, you were discovered right here in KZN at the Nando's in Umhlanga.
Oh my God.
Is that fake news?
You were hearing that back. It sounds a little crazy, right?
No. Yeah. Okay. So
I was discovered in the Simply Asia, like in Johannesburg, like roundabout by like close to Northgate.
I know that Simply Asia, actually. I know it very well.
You know,
wow,
what?
So that's...
Yes, because it was like around the corner from my house, and my mom was like, it's time for you to get a job and start making your own money. And then, obviously, luck kind of followed me right there. So that clears that up. No Nando's. I love Nando's, so
Fast food restaurant. I mean, I was close. Okay. It must have been broken.
You're right. Like, it's strong. And then someone else was like, she was at the chicken licking.
I just wanted to claim you for KZN, though. That's why. So,
I know.
So that's
okay.
That.
Okay. We start a new rumor now. I'll hang it up.
No, I know the truth.
I love that. Now, Chiano, I know that you've done opening shows for Justin Bieber as well as Carly Rae Jepsen. I have to ask, with Justin Bieber and his turnabout in life, was he a nice guy? Did you get to interact with him at all?
Okay, well, honestly speaking, we didn't get to interact with him because he didn't want to interact with us.
Wow!
Yeah, it was that. I mean, that was the straight up like truth. You know what I mean? And the security is really tight. Like, I think I went through it like a million times, and even on like the 20th time, the security still asked me like who I was and what I was.
Even though you were part of the lineup,
I just answered.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, there's no harm done here. I left with like a whole bunch of followers and fans that night, so I still kind of got what I wanted at the end of the day, and it was to get across to and touch new fans. So it was so cool regardless of not meeting him.
Okay, tell us what you've been up to, Chiana. I know this new music, we're going to chat about your brand new tracks, Kid X, a song called Auntie, as well as one that you teamed up with Questa. But in the interim, though, what's been happening? What have you been up to since that? Where's Chiana Scott been? And what have you been doing since you know, you first burst onto that music scene?
I mean, so much has happened. You know, I think a lot of people expect it just because, like, you're a musician and artist that, like, that life doesn't happen for you, you know.
It
definitely has been that for me, you know, kind of a little bit of self-discovery, a little growing up, understanding, you know, who I am as a person, and because I got signed so young, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I missed like a big chunk of addressing a lot of things about myself as a person and like, you know, what I want to do and how I want to do it and just how I want to put myself out there in the space. So that was, you know, really fun for me to kind of take some downtime to figure those things out. And then what I've been working on, like you said, what I've been working on my new latest album now, which is coming out this year, you know, I got offered these amazing opportunities, like Auntie, and then it kind of just all fell into place with everything that I was doing right now. So, yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, what you've got these two tracks that are coming out. Is there a new album coming or what's happening?
Well, Auntie's done amazing, and it's been like now our video has been number one on Trace for like 2 weeks now. So I'm so happy about that.
That's very cool.
And that just kind of like landed me in the butter of like where I want to be on the music scene. Because I'm kind of exploring this really cool new side in the urban field, a little sophisticated urban, you know, with my new introduction with Questa called Diamonds and Gold. And there's just like amazing cool African rhythms on this album. Yeah, so there is an album of 11 tracks. And
what's it called?
Yeah, it's got I Can't Tell You Yay.
Ah.
It's coming. It's coming. You know, you can't say
it all. When's it coming out?
We're hoping probably around August around there.
Okay, so
like
a nice
my next
spring.
Single, yes. But for my next single, it will definitely go out on pre-order, and everyone can like kind of get it and get their hands on it quite quickly. So, I'm excited to be exploring with cool soulful samples and just cool African rhythms and just putting my own spin in like the urban market here and putting my own like kind of touch on it and interpretation of this, you know, genre. So it's new for me, but I think the fans and everyone's really gonna enjoy it.
Okay, so Kid X, Questa, anyone else you're collaborating on with for that album?
Yeah, you can tell us the whole scoop on Era thing out here.
But of course.
But of course.
I really can't, you know, I can't say right now. There is a few surprises on there, and I'm also working with some like really cool producers like Makwa, who also produced Spirit from Questa, and he's doing a couple of my songs. So I feel like just from like when it comes down to like to the team, you know, there's like really talented musicians and people that are trying to like change, you know, the industry and put their mark on it. And I'm just happy that they get to be on my album and interpret like my thoughts and my ideas.
I love that. Now, before we let you go, we know that you're very, very, very secretive about your dating life. But the paparazzi do know that you dated Danez in 2014, and that's like the only like track record we have.
They'll never let me forget, man.
Do you want to forget? That's the question, Shauna.
I want to forget. Okay. Oh.
Who's the lucky guy in 2018?
2018, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm staying far away from musicians.
But man, yo, focus on your music. Focus on your music.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. Like, there's no one on the scene.
Okay.
It's just me, myself, and I right now. Like, I do have to stay focused. And, you know, like, everyone gets so touched in the industry, you know what I'm saying? And I think I'm just too... I don't know. I'm a crazy chick. It takes a lot to like, you know.
Also, you're young. you're young. Focus on your work. Focus on your work, Shauna.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Listen, we're gonna play your track. It's called Diamonds and Gold. It's brand new featuring Questa. You just released the music video last week on Thursday, and it's doing so well. So we're gonna give it a spin right here on East Coast Radio. Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a lovely day.
Ciao.
Ciao. East Coast Radio.